Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Digital Ronin, Chapter 1, The Coded Threat. Kaito Nakamura leaned in closer to his monitor, the bluish glow casting sharp shadows on his face. The office was almost completely silent, except for the occasional hum of a coffee machine and the muted voices of late-night workers. He clicked through lines of code with the expertise of a maestro conducting a symphony. "Kaito, you still here?" Yumi Tanaka's voice sliced through his concentration. He glanced up to see her standing at his cubicle door, a curious, tired smile on her face. "Hey, Yumi," Kaito replied, spinning his chair around. "Just one last thing. Found something odd in this new data batch." "Odd how?" She stepped into his cubicle, peering at the screen over his shoulder. "Encrypted, but not just any encryption. This one uses an algorithm that's almost self-aware," Kaito explained, his fingers drumming on the desk. "Self-aware? You're saying it adapts?" Yumi sounded skeptical, and Kaito couldn't blame her. CyberCorp was no stranger to cutting-edge tech, but this was something different. "Exactly. It's like it's learning from every attempt to crack it," Kaito said, tapping a few keys to highlight the encrypted strings. Yumi let out a low whistle. "Impressive and scary. Could it be a false positive?" Kaito shook his head. "No, I don't think so. I'm going to dig deeper and..." "Wait," Yumi interrupted. "You don't mean tonight, do you? You've been here for 14 hours straight." "A few more won't hurt," he said, eyes fixed back on the code. "All right, just promise me you'll get some sleep," she said, walking away but turning back for a final look. "You always find the weirdest things, you know that?" Kaito grinned but didn't respond. As soon as Yumi left, he was back into the matrix of codes, sifting through each line like a detective at a crime scene. Hours passed. The nocturnal quiet of the office was both calming and suspicious. Then, suddenly, he found it. A string of characters that shouldn't be there, forming a fragment of a message. "Operation Collapse." "What the?" Kaito muttered, his heartbeat quickening. Before he could make sense of it, the office lights flickered, then went out, plunging him into darkness. Someone had triggered an emergency power shutdown. Instinct took over. Grabbing a small flashlight from his desk, he slipped silently through the emergency exit, moving down the stairwell like a ghost. Whoever was behind this, they weren't amateurs. Reaching the ground floor, Kaito peered around the corner and saw two figures standing in the reception area, one tall and broad-shouldered, the other slight but equally menacing. "I told you, it's on the third floor," the smaller man hissed. "We're running out of time. No alarms, clean job, get the data, and we're out," the larger man instructed, holding up a device that looked suspiciously like a black market data skimmer. Kaito clenched his fist, sizing them up. He wasn't armed, but he had skills that made weapons almost unnecessary. Waiting for the right moment, he watched as the pair headed towards the elevators. With the power out, they wouldn't get far, which meant they'd switch to the stairwell soon. Time to move. "Kaito?" Yumi's voice whispered from behind, and he spun around, nearly overbalancing. "What are you still doing here?" he demanded in a harsh whisper. "Elevator's down. Had to take the stairs. Let's go," she replied, misunderstanding his urgency. He paused, realizing that she had no idea what was going on. "Two intruders, looking for something on the third floor," he said quickly. "Stay close and stay quiet." "You're kidding," she replied, though her eyes widened in understanding. "All right." They moved silently together, Kaito in the lead, Yumi close behind. The intruders were now climbing the stairs, muffled footsteps echoing in the stairwell. Timing his move, Kaito waited until they reached the third floor landing. Then he struck. With silent efficiency, Kaito launched himself forward, grabbing the larger man and pulling him into a chokehold. The smaller man whirled around just in time to see Yumi, who swung a solid right hook that sent him crashing into the wall. "What the hell?" the larger man managed to croak before Kaito tightened his grip, using just enough pressure to render him unconscious. Yumi looked both horrified and amazed. "You've been holding out on us at the office." Kaito ignored her, rifling through the men's pockets until he found a security card and a small, unmarked USB drive. He pocketed both. "Call security now. Tell them we've got intruders," he instructed as he bound the men's hands with their own belts. But Kaido, what about? I'll handle it. Go, he insisted. Reluctantly, Yumi sprinted down the stairwell. Kaido took one last look at the men he had subdued. Holding the USB drive tightly, he made his way back to his terminal. Every second counted now. Plugging in the drive, Kaido's screen lit up in a mess of unauthorized access warnings. Typing furiously, he bypassed the alerts, diving into the files hidden within the drive. His eyes widened as the full scope of Operation Collapse unfolded before him. Financial systems, not just within Japan but worldwide, targeted for devastation. Kaido let out a slow breath, just as he feared. This wasn't just a code. This was an orchestrated cyber attack on a global scale. He quickly copied the files onto a secure server, ensuring he had leverage. As he finished, he heard the hurried footsteps of security personnel entering the office. There would be questions, explanations, and a long night ahead. But in the cryptic lines of code, Kaido found something else, a single name repeated across several files. Kazuo Mori. Bracing himself for the inevitable storm, Kaido knew one thing for certain. Tonight was just the beginning. Chapter 2, The Cyber Samurai. Kaido stood in his hidden dojo, the sounds of Tokyo a distant hum. Soft paper lanterns cast warm circles of light on the tatami mats. He worked through his martial arts routine, each movement precise and fluid. His thoughts, however, wandered back to the USB drive and the name Kazuo Mori. As he tossed a shuriken at a dartboard, the door slid open. Yumi stepped in, her face taut with concern. Kaido, I think we need to talk. He paused, wiping sweat from his brow. About the data heist? Mori's involved. We need to find him. Yumi nodded. I did some digging. Mori operates in the backstreets near Akihabara, but he's not alone. We'll need to be prepared. Kaido reached under a mat and pulled out a sleek black case. Inside were various gadgets he'd developed, EMP gloves, digital lockpicks, and more. He strapped them on, his resolve firm. Let's go. They navigated through the narrow, neon-lit streets, blending into the hustle and bustle of city life. As they approached a decrepit warehouse, Kaido signaled Yumi to move to the side. Wait here, I'll be quick. Scaling an adjacent building, Kaido activated a miniature drone from his wristband. The device whirred to life, transmitting live video feed to his contact lenses. Inside the warehouse, several men surrounded Mori, who sat at a terminal, typing furiously. I want this done by midnight, Mori barked. The financial systems need to be at their weakest. A chill ran down Kaido's spine. He had to act soon. Lowering himself through a skylight, Kaido landed silently on a catwalk. He observed Mori meticulously, waiting for the right moment. But his plan shattered when one guard turned abruptly, eyes widening. Intruder! Chaos erupted. Kaido leaped down, launching into combat. He disarmed one guard with a swift kick and used an MP device to fry another's cybernetic arm. The room descended into a fury of shouts and punches. Kaido fought with a deadly combination of martial skill and technology, each movement a calculated countermeasure. From the corner of his eye, Kaido saw Mori making a dash for an exit. Yumi, he's on the move, he shouted into his earpiece. Crashing through a side door, Mori stumbled into the alleyway, Yumi hot on his trail. Kaido followed, his heart pounding with adrenaline. The chase became a blur of flashes and close calls as they weaved through market stalls and pedestrians. Just as Mori seemed to gain ground, Kaido activated his EMP gloves, launching a short-range pulse that disabled nearby electronics. Streetlights flickered and went dark. Mori hesitated, disoriented, giving Kaido the opening he needed. He tackled Mori to the ground and secured him with zip ties. Mori struggled, his face twisted in rage. You think taking me down will stop this? It's already too late. Kaido tightened the restraints. Who else is involved? Tell me, Mori sneered. You wouldn't understand. Yumi caught up, breathing hard. We need answers now, Mori. What's the plan? No amount of intimidation worked. Mori remained tight-lipped. Frustrated, they searched him, finding a small encrypted flash drive. This might lead us to the source, Yumi said, studying the device. As Yumi called for CyberCorp's internal security, Kaido's mind raced. The data breach was broader and deeper than he had feared. Mori was just one cog in a much larger machine. Back in his hidden dojo, Kaido connected the flash drive to a secure terminal. It pulsed with encrypted files, and Yumi set to work decoding them. He used the downtime to train further, knowing the next confrontation could be even deadlier. After an hour, Yumi let out a triumphant cry. Got it! The remaining contacts are meeting tomorrow night, an abandoned warehouse near the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Kaido's eyes narrowed. We'll need to be there, armed and ready. This ends tonight. Yumi nodded, her face mirroring his resolve. Let's bring all our gear. We might not get another chance. Arming themselves with an array of gadgets, they prepared for the upcoming battle. As Kaito held his katana, its blade gleaming in the lantern light, he knew there would be no margin for error. The lives of many, and the future of global financial stability, depended on their success. Chapter 3, The Final Codec. Kaito mulled over the plan as he strapped on his wrist-mounted device. He glanced at Yumi, who was tapping away furiously on her laptop, trying to break the final layer of encryption. The urgency hummed in the air like a taut string ready to snap. We have to be in and out before midnight, Kaito said, adjusting his black tactical gear. Kimura's resetting the systems at the Tokyo Stock Exchange at 12 a.m. sharp. Any later, and we've lost. Yumi glanced up, her expression steely. Got it. I've managed to delay a few of their internal communications, bought us a small window. Let's use it, Kaito nodded, impressed. He'd always known Yumi was good, but she'd exceeded his expectations tonight. You ready? She shut her laptop and stood, matching his resolve. I was born ready. They left the dojo in silence, blending into the city's nightscape with ease. Kaido's mind raced with possibilities and contingencies, the stakes higher than ever. The abandoned warehouse near the Tokyo Stock Exchange loomed in the distance, a stark reminder of what they were up against. As they approached, the hairs on the back of Kaido's neck prickled. He spotted movement, a guard stationed at the entrance, heavily armed. Taking him out quietly, Kaito whispered, his voice barely a breeze on the night air. Yumi gave a slight nod. Kaito crept forward, his movements fluid and silent. In one swift motion, he disarmed and subdued the guard, who crumpled to the ground unconscious. Yumi moved quickly, scanning the guard's keycard and opening the rusted door. Inside, dim lights flickered, casting eerie shadows against the peeling walls and stacks of decrepit crates. The tension was palpable, each step forward fraught with danger. We need to find the server room, Yumi whispered, her eyes scanning the space. Kaido's instincts took over, leading them through a maze of corridors. They halted at the sound of voices. Kimura wants everything operational by midnight. No mistakes, barked a man's voice. Kaito signaled to Yumi, and they pressed their backs against the wall. Peeking around the corner, Kaito identified the speaker, a burly man flanked by armed guards, heading towards the server room. We'll follow them in, Kaito whispered. They slipped behind, silent as specters. As the door to the server room opened, Kaito and Yumi rushed in, catching the guards off guard. Kaito's hands became a blur, incapacitating the guards within moments. Yumi took control of the main terminal, fingers racing across the keys. The firewall's robust, but I can bypass it, Yumi said hurriedly. Kaito turned his attention to the room's other occupant, Takashi Kimura, who remained exceptionally calm. You think you can stop this? Kimura sneered. You're too late. Kaito's eyes narrowed. We're just getting started. Seconds stretched into agonizing minutes as Yumi worked. Kaito kept his gaze locked on Kimura. What's the end game here, Kimura? Financial chaos? Why? Kimura smirked. Political destabilization, massive profits on our end. It's quite ingenious. Kaito's jaw clenched. Too bad you'll never see it come to fruition. Kimura's smirk faded. Not if I have anything to say about it. A hidden blade flashed as Kimura lunged at Kaito. Kaito parried, the two engaging in a deadly dance of martial prowess. Metal clanged against metal, the room's dim light catching fleeting reflections of their deadly ballet. Yumi's voice cut through the tension. Kaito, it's done. I've neutralized the malware and secured the data. Kaito's eyes flashed with determination. Good. In a final surge, Kaito disarmed Kimura, pinning him to the ground. You're finished, he said through gritted teeth. Sirens wailed in the distance, the authorities closing in. Yumi stood, breathing heavily but victorious. Minutes later, the warehouse was swarming with law enforcement. Kimura and his associates were led away in handcuffs, their scheme dismantled. As the chaos settled, Kaito and Yumi stood at the warehouse's entrance, the night air cool against their skin. We did it, Yumi said, a triumphant smile breaking through. Kaito allowed himself a nod, relief washing over him. Yeah, we did. They walked towards the glimmering city lights, knowing Tokyo would sleep soundly tonight. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.